Has disobedience been reigning in your home? And is it really getting under your skin? I understand. And today we're going to dive into two simple ways to help bring peace to your home, even when the kids disobey. Let's take a look at what this is. Hey, mamas. Welcome to Her Home and Heart podcast. Do you want balance in your home life and peace in your heart at the end of each long day? Do you want to let go of feelings of failure because you've yelled at the kids again despite promising yourself and God you'd stop? I'm Katie. I'm a homeschooling mom who also had little kids and wanted to create a thriving home environment. In this podcast, you'll find resources for holistic living, heart connection with your family, and homeschooling so that you won't wake up to regret one day. Even if you have outside-the-box learners or your own health challenges, you'll find support here. Breathe deeply, grab a coffee, and let the kids go play, because it's time for you to find peace and fulfillment that you've been longing for. Let's go. I know now that we're all adults, and we're able to look back at our childhood. We can see the times when we disobeyed. I certainly have my own stories for that. Oh my goodness, did I put my mom through the ringer sometimes? And, you know, in childishness, I knew I was doing things wrong, but the gravity of it didn't really sink in, you know, until I got much older. And we now are parents and we have children who we love dearly, but the disobedience can just become exhausting and exasperating. So I want to talk today about two simple things that we can do, two simple mindset shifts, realizations of how God deals with our disobedience, and dig into that so that you can hopefully have a much more calm and peaceful experience when you are dealing with disobedience in your children. So, what does God do when we disobey? What has He always done with His children? If we look back, we can see that starting with Adam and Eve, He always allows a decision. It's up to us. We have free will, and our children are individuals. We can't really stop them from the things that they're going to do. Overall, they're going to do what they're going to do. But we do give them the frameworks and the guidance, the laws, the rules. They understand what they need to do in our home, and then they get the choice whether they will abide by that. So God allows a decision. He does, once we have created a problem, once we have disobeyed, He allows repentance and He allows forgiveness. So when we're dealing with our children in the moment, they've done something wrong, we have expressed to them that we know this has happened, or they've come to us to tell us, because sometimes kids will do that. What should our attitude be? Should it be harsh condemnation? Should it be a lecture? Should it be anger? Should it be that we ignore it, just let it go? You know, where is the godly example of how we can build our relationship with our children? And what we see here is that God, when He deals with us, is looking at our heart. He's looking at our attitude about it. If we are repentant, we are sorry, and we are asking for forgiveness. And sometimes He has to help us get to that point as a good daddy, you know, then He accepts that. So when our children come to us, or when we have caught them doing something, looking at their heart, looking at the state of their heart, maybe even having to help them get to a place of understanding, because these are children. These are people who don't have a full grasp on the world. They have a limited experience and their brains aren't fully developed. So helping them to understand, even if it feels like it's the 100th time that we've said the same thing, maybe just work on saying it a new way. Same thing, a new way. Spending that time seeing this as an opportunity to build into your child instead of an inconvenience, which it can absolutely feel like. Instead of viewing it though as an inconvenience, helping yourself have a mindset shift that this is an opportunity, a short season of life where you get the opportunity to build into your child that library that they need. And when you see that their heart has come to the place where they are repentant and they do want forgiveness, then give it to them. You will then be able to restore your relationship. You will be able to grieve with them over the choice that they made. And if you look very closely at the world itself, things like gravity, things like our actual governments that we have in place over us, that the Bible instructs us to abide by the laws of, we can see that God does allow natural consequences as well. This has been a powerful tool in my tool bag with my children, and it has allowed them to thrive. And interestingly, you know, God allows us to experience the outcome of our decisions. So let's say our child chooses that, you know, maybe they just got their driver's license. Most of you all probably have children a little younger than this, but we'll go with, you know, an older example. They get their driver's license and they go out and they don't obey the law and they get a ticket. Well, should you pay the speeding ticket or should they pay the speeding ticket? Which one is a more natural, real world consequence? We in our family and in our home, in those sorts of scenarios, allow our child to be the one to have to take care of cleaning up the mess they made. But we do so without anger. We do so in a way that says, oh man, oh, I'm sorry. You, that stinks. Yeah, that's what happens in life. Yep. Ugh, bummer. So we're not opposing them. We are still on their team, but we are accepting that they will have to pay the consequence. That's the real world. And God does allow us to experience those natural consequences. Before we continue with today's chat, I want to sincerely invite you to come over to Facebook and join our group and our community. I would love to carry a conversation with you over there and interact with you and have you get to know the other beautiful families that are inside of our private community. Go to the description. You'll see a link at the very bottom where you can easily click and go ahead and join our group. I look forward to seeing you inside. The second thing I wanted to bring up, besides just looking at how God deals with our own disobedience and how we can then turn and show our children that same attitude about disobedience, is how does he deal with us? How does he look at us and view us when we have disobeyed, but we are seeking to have forgiveness, to repent? He allows the discipline, right? We've spoken about that. There are natural consequences. If you rob a bank, you're going to go to jail and God's not going to spring you. That's a natural consequence established by the governing authority above us. But his discipline always comes in love. We can discipline our children and uphold the consequences that is a natural part of life lovingly. He does allow us to struggle. If you look, he allowed years and years and years in the desert. But that was for growth. That was for the ability then to be ready and prepared for the next step. So when we're dealing with our children, we have to realize we can't save them from all of the struggle. If we want to pay that speeding ticket for our youth, what will they have then learned? Oh, someone's always going to get me out of it. Oh, I'm not really responsible. I don't have to be responsible because, you know, someone's going to come and rescue me. Well, that's nice and everything, but in the real world as adults, I don't mean no one's coming to rescue me. So God does allow us to struggle. And when we are able to model that for our children, that we need to just support them through the times of struggle that have come from their disobedience, that have come from the choices they have made, and we can love them through that. That can really develop a bond between the parent and the child. There will be a trust. Your child will know, no matter how large the problem, that they can come to you. And that there won't be judgment, there won't be harshness, that they will be loved and accepted and grieved with over the problem that they are in, and that you are going to stick to what you know is right. You're not going to enable them. You're not going to tell them it's okay. You know, yeah, doing that was fine when you know it wasn't. I'm not discussing that we ever do that. We need to stick with our morals and what we know is right and true. Stick with what we believe and guide and shepherd our children to do the same thing. But to create that safety, that place where they know that they can come to us in their times of biggest trouble, and reach out their arms, and that we'll be there for them. This will allow a bond that lasts into adulthood, that will last until we are gone, because they will know that we are for them and that we don't expect them to be perfect. We ourselves are not perfect. And that is a richness that comes with that relationship that is priceless. So ultimately, God remains with us and for us in our trials. And that is an opportunity, that is a gift and a blessing that we are able to give to our children if we choose to. It's easier in some ways in the short term to just be angry and throw out a random punishment because we feel like, you know, that's the right thing to do. Or maybe that's how we were treated at some point in our life. Or you just feel hopeless and powerless. You know, when kids disobey, you feel like maybe it's something about you that you're failing, because why would your kids disobey if you were really a good parent? There's all kinds of weird things that go through our heads, right? But when we look at what God has modeled for us in the Bible about how he deals with his children, you're going to be okay if you just follow what he has already shown us. It's the perfect map for raising our children. So I hope that encourages you today. If you want to dig deeper into what this looks like, into some of the nitty-gritty, or just get some support, please do come join us in the group. We would love to have you there. We have an amazing group, and our link for the group is just in the description. So go over to the description of this podcast and click the link and come and have some more talk about this with us. I'd absolutely love to hear your voice and have you in our community. All right, talk to you soon. Thanks for listening and spending time with us today.
If you know anyone who could benefit from my mom's podcast, please share it and leave a review so others can find us too.
See you next time.